So you're running out of closet space. The good news? You don't need to stop shopping. You just need to start selling with The RealReal. The RealReal is the world's largest and most trusted resource for authenticated luxury resale. Whether it's that mini bag that can't even fit your phone, or those boots you never fully broke in, The RealReal handles everything from photography and copywriting to shipping and pricing. So you can just sit back, get paid, and make room for things that actually feel like you. And with 10,000 plus new arrivals every single day from top designers like Prada, Celine, Louis Vuitton, and Loewe, all for up to 90% off retail, you're bound to find something perfectly on brand to fill that extra closet space with. Plus, right now, you can get an extra $100 to shop when you sell for the first time. Make room for what feels like you. Go to TheRealReal.com to start selling and get your extra $100 to keep shopping at TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com. Terms apply.
Self-care has a trap. It's again that society is pushing us again into performance. And that is the opposite of self-care. So for me, self-care is about getting to know yourself, being, you know, that person that is actually listening to their gut feeling. But, and there's no judgment necessary from no one. You need to look in the mirror. That's the message of a disease like that, whether it's burnout, cancer, any serious dis-ease that the body is showing us. It's mind-body connection. Something is going on. It's been giving you a lot of signals. You did not listen. No, we need to take a step back and see what is going on.
Welcome to Stoma for Life, the Bowel Cancer Awareness and Life as an Ostomate radio show and podcast. Your host, Raffaella, is here to debunk myths, clear up misconceptions, and help you approach the subject that so many people are afraid to talk about in a positive manner. Listen in for a new perspective. Stoma for Life on UK Health Radio.
Welcome back to Stoma for Life. I am truly grateful for you tuning in today. This show is here for anybody personally affected by bowel health issues or living with an ostomy, and also for the family members and friends who walk alongside them. Over the past 2.5 years, I've had the privilege of interviewing experts in their fields and exploring topics that are connected to bowel health physically, emotionally, and practically. My intention has always been to bring you conversations that inform, support, and empower. Now, as a bowel cancer survivor, I spent a long time asking one question. Why? Doctors told me it was bad luck. There was no hereditary link. I had been plant-based for over a decade. By every external measure, I was always doing the right things, and yet I still developed bowel cancer. So I began to look deeper. I realized I had overlooked something fundamental, the mind-body connection, the gut connection. Even as a child, when life became difficult, it always communicated with me, my gut, but I didn't fully learn how to listen. I hadn't truly embraced self-care in a way that included emotional processing, stress awareness, and supporting my nervous system. That realization actually changed everything. Now, today on Stoma for Life, we'll be exploring self-care from the inside out with a returning guest, somebody whose work has helped me tremendously on my own healing path. Our guest, Danielle Sachs, is an international life strategist, a stress expert, the author of Shifting Out of Chronic Stress, and host of From Stress to Authentic Success here on UK Health Radio. Danielle is a recognized expert in the field of chronic stress and nervous system recalibration. She has dedicated her professional life to helping people understand the profound impact stress has on the body, the mind, and the spirit. Her work combines lived experiences, extensive study, and practical strategy, guiding individuals out of burnout, overwhelm, and self-sacrifice towards authentic, sustainable well-being. On a personal level, Danielle's insights have supported me in seeing stress differently, not as something that I have to push through, but something to understand and work with. Now, that shift has been an important part of my ongoing healing journey. She has helped people reconnect with their true worth and prioritize conscious self-care, not as an indulgence, but as a foundational practice that strengthens resilience, clarity, and purpose. Now, in today's conversation, we'll explore what self-care really means when life doesn't go to plan, how to listen to your body's signals, and how to support your nervous system, and how to build a life that honors your health as much as your ambition. It's an absolute joy to have you back on Stoma for Life. Hello, Danielle Sachs.
I am so excited to come, you know, and honored to be back here. So let's just do this because we have lived quite some experiences, and let's just inspire anyone listening. So we are talking to you, listener out there, who can use some inspiration and motivation on this journey from stress to true wealth. Yeah.
Now let's start with something very simple. What actually is self-care?
I'm so happy you asked that, because I can honestly say, as a grandmother of five, I'm turning 65, and I can say that I've been working with so many people for more than 40 years. And when I brought out self-care in the world, Rafaela, I'm going to be honest, that's about 20, 30 years ago, almost three decades ago. Self-care in a lot of ways, it's a concept. It's a complex, quite, you know, complete kind of approach on how to take care, the word says it itself, of yourself, of your inner world. It's mostly about taking care of your inner world. And that contains self-worth, self-love. You know, you can put a lot of things in there. But can I say that self-care has become another performance, another pushing, another proving? I hear so many people in my practice saying to me, yeah, Danielle, but I'm doing this, and I'm doing three times a week a spinning class, and I'm doing yoga every week. And so it has become, again, in our society, a sort of performance. And I talk about that on stage to say that self-care has a trap. It's, again, that society is pushing us again into performance. And that is the opposite of self-care. So for me, self-care is about getting to know yourself, being, you know, that person that is actually, and you said it in the intro, listening to their gut feeling. What is good for you? It's not on social media what you see that everybody's doing, that means that is what you need to do. So it's an inner journey, and you and I agree on that. That inner journey, that listening, not just to your body, of course, as you say, your gut, but also that mind-body connection that you talk about is a big, big, almost warning signal. You know, the mind and the body both give you signals on what's going on. And so self-care to me is not a performance thing. It is an inner world thing. It's going within and find out what actually nurtures me. So is that an answer to your question?
Definitely. And I think going even further back, because you said that you're not just a mother, you're also a grandmother. And I think self-care actually is something we're born with. And we have it as children. If we look at children, they are, in a lot of sense, people or adults will see it as they're being egotistical, or they're just focusing on themselves because they take ownership so quickly.
Yes.
And we as adults say, no, but you've got to share. No, you've got to do this. No, you've got to do that. And you actually are unlearning what is actually intuitive,
yes,
in you, because you're getting told, no, you're not allowed to do this. You have to consider others all the time before you consider yourself.
That's why I like the word, and you used it first in this show, the word gut feeling. You know, the gut, And that's where, a lot of people start feeling, the cancer is there. It can be in so many ways. It doesn't have to be cancer, but the cancer is just a warning signal that we are not taking care of our gut. And a child does that. That's what you're saying. Is like, I have my grandson. He was here yesterday, fetched them from school, the two grandkids. And so they are immediately saying to me, Mamu, I feel this. I had that at school. No, I don't need, that cookie now. No, I want, they are listening to their own inner messages, their own inner gut feeling. And so it's so beautiful that you talk about gut. Your show is, a lot about the gut. So thank you for saying that, because yes, children have that natural imprinted, but almost it's, you could say, birthright. They own their birthright of expressing, listening to, their inner world and expressing it. And we've unlearned that. That is so true. Thank you for that.
Yeah, absolutely. And then as adults, you want to be a people pleaser. Starts in your relationship with family, with friends, and then also later on in the workforce. You want to obviously strive, be the best, do your best performance. And I mean, at the moment, burnout is on the forefront. I think 50% of employers are actually on the brink of burnout, but they still suppress all of that. And then, I mean, once burnout is there, it's actually already, it's more than too late already. Of course, you can help and revert it, but the process is so much more difficult.
I just want to say, and I'm so happy that I'm in this show, be able and getting the opportunity to talk about that, because your show is about people who are affected by cancer and their environment. And I have seen it so closely last year when my second son, he's my son-in-law, but I call him my second son because he's been 20 years in our family, and my daughter have had that cancer diagnosis stage 4 lymphoma. And so we've had a whole year of dealing with that. So I am too close to almost talk about it, because I've experienced myself how it's not just the patient. It's the whole environment, Rafaela, and you know that too, but I've lived it so much. When your child is diagnosed with such a cancer and has 3 weeks to live, that's where you start to realize the effect that it has on the whole family, the inner circle. People don't realize. They ask how is, the patient, but they never ask how is, the wife, the mother. So it is so nice to talk about self-care for the whole inner circle. Each one, it's not because the patient has cancer that the carer, the wife, the husband, the mother has not the birthright to practice self-care for themselves. Yeah. And so I've seen it with my daughter and the children, how it has affected, and even myself as a mother and a grandmother, how it affected me. And I had to practice self-care on the highest level the whole year in every single way. So I live by example. I walk my talk, and it is challenging. It is absolutely challenging. But it's the little, I call it, it's the little deposits that we do in the self-care account. We'll talk maybe about my True Wealth accounts, but it's the little steps and the little deposits that we do every time in our inner world that makes a difference.
Yeah. And I think you've said it as well, or I mean, that's what it actually means to me, because our life it's not linear. It goes in waves. There'll always be times where things are easy, and then there'll be times that are tough. Yes. And we fall into the trap of, when things are easy, we sort of neglect that part as well, because you think, oh, well, I'm fine now. Nothing can happen to me. And then things do happen. And that's when you are maybe not taking from the deposits you've banked, you've made. And to recognize that, I think, is so important, because it's difficult once you're in that situation to actually recognize it yourself. But there again, if you are a mother, a parent, it's actually also your duty to let others know
Yes.
and make them aware of it, that they are perhaps lacking it and they should practice it.
Yes. And that is why self-care is such an individual thing, because everybody copes with a certain situation on their own terms, in their own, it's all about, and the sensitive people that we are talking about, the carers, the givers, the pleasers, those who want to help, save, and please everyone else, it's even more important for those people to really stop looking outside, what can I do? But also look inside, what do I need? What is good for me? So that you can give from a full cup. And so what I've been creating after living that whole year of self-care and caring for others and trying to find that integration, being in the sandwich, we call it the sandwich generation, Rafaela. That's where self-care is so important. The generation before us, my mother, 90, almost 90 years old, and then the kids and the grandkids. So you feel like you are a sandwich, truly, literally. And so it's very important for us to really individualize what do we need. And so I created those four accounts. I call it true wealth accounts because it is so important that people realize what true wealth is all about. You and I, we talk about it sometimes, how we forget to see what true wealth really means. We are chasing, all of us, that bank account, number. But it's all about the other accounts, what you were saying about looking inside and individually, what about my life force? If your life force account is not okay, I promise you will not be able to take care of others. Your freedom account, you need to feel free enough to be yourself, to set your boundaries, to say no if you feel that it's becoming too much. It's the freedom account. It's the fulfillment account about how fulfilled am I? What meaning do I give to my life? If helping others is becoming a routine and just something that you are so used to do that it doesn't give you any meaning and fulfillment anymore, that's not what life is all about. And so the last one is a financial flow, because you and I, we both know that when we are ill, we cannot ignore money. It's something that helps us to really have that financial flow of being able to give and to receive. So we need that kind of financial, receiving. Deserving to receive is also a very important thing, and it's all related to self-care.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
It's a beautiful thing. So I developed this quiz so that people can actually go and find out, what is my true wealth account doing? How am I doing related to self-care, to those four accounts? How am I doing? Are my accounts low? Are they thriving? What is which resources can I get to sustain the self-care, to sustain the help that I want to give to others? So it's a very, in your branch of cancer healing, it's a very, very important thing to look at, what am I, creating for myself here, not just for others.
Now, I was very privileged and fortunate to have done the quiz already. And let me tell you, it's a quiz that really asks questions that make you analyze your life. I found them extremely valuable, those questions, and it helped me see myself in a different light as well. So, do you just want to share with the listeners where they can go to actually participate or do the quiz online?
Well, I would say, Rafaela, it's Valentine's month, the month of February, we all show others how much we love others. Maybe this is a nice tool to go and see how much you love yourself, how much you are putting that love, that energy into your own life for you. And so people can go to danielsachs.com, which is my website, danielsachs.com/quiz. Very simple. danielsachs.com, slash quiz. And you can immediately access your results. And the results are not just numbers. I think it's important. I'm that kind of giver, just like you. I give a lot of value, a lot of inspiration. So people will get beautiful results that can even, they can even start immediately to practice something that's in there. So it's actually a really nice tool for anyone to start seeing where the complex self-care concept is actually in their own life, how they are doing with that.
Yeah. No, I can only attest to that and invite anybody listening to try it out. And what I liked as well is you get an answer straight away. And it resonated so with me where I thought, wow, she really gets me. She really knows. There's no way of hiding if you're really truthful, and this is what you should be to yourself, being really truthful to yourself, you will get an answer. And it might be one that you don't like, but then it's something that you can work with, of course. I mean, that's what it actually aims to do.
Yeah, agree. And I've worked on this for a long time, Rafaela, and after, I say, almost four decades helping people, I just feel it's time to deepen things. Stop with the superficial, the social media. That one looks well. That one has so much assets. That one is, having a second thing in Spain. Whatever we see on social media, that's not what life is all about. Yeah. And, it's an exercise and a tool to go deeper within and reflect and look in the mirror. And, as I said, it's not about big changes. It's about awareness, and that's what self-care is all about. It's about awareness. Where do I stand? What about me? So give yourself that Valentine present. Go and have a look within. Give yourself the birthright of starting to take care of you. And you're going to help, whether it's as the parent, as a leader, as a partner, as a human being, being human, that's what I always say. Take your birthright. You are a human being, not a human doing. And that's where it all starts. So thank you for, helping to get the quiz into the world, because I think it's a beautiful tool. And I speak on stage about it as well. It's actually really nice because people chase success. They chase so much that society conditions them, brainstorms, to do. But there's so much going on deeper within. And so it's a beautiful, way to actually get to the core.
Now, let's just touch more on burnout, because I think it's unfortunately, like I said, such a big topic at the moment. What do you think are the biggest misconceptions that people have about burnout, particularly when they're equated with just being tired? People brush it off. And I mean, I was one to do it as well. I think my burnout just never came. It actually came in the form of a diagnosis. It doesn't always have to be the classical burnout. It can be anything that your body tells you to stop and take notice.
Yeah. And thank you for asking me that question. And my answer might surprise you. I do not use burnout almost anymore in any of my articles content, because burnout has become, again, like self-care. It has become a society thing that people, it's like a label that people take on them. And some, I see it in my whole, world here in Belgium, in my practice with international people. Some people abuse it. And so it's like self-care. It's burnout is not something to be proud of. It's not something, it's something very serious. And if it really happens to you, to me, the term burnout is not even, I would almost say, strong enough. If you have really that depletion in your body and in your mind, if emotionally, mentally, and physically, you are so exhausted, tired, that you have not listened to all the signals, I don't want to put the, you know, the term burnout on that anymore. For me, it's like you were calling, you know, for me, it's a totally misunderstanding of all the signals that your body and your mind and everything the universe has been giving you, whispering, and then, you know, you don't listen, and that's what's going to happen. You can ask anyone who is officially diagnosed with a real burnout. They know very well that for a long time it's been coming, and for a long time they have not listened to the signals. And I'm not judging that at all. I've been there. I'm not judging that at all. But, and there's no judgment necessary from no one, you need to look in the mirror. That's the message of a disease like that, whether it's burnout, cancer, you know, any serious disease that the body is showing us. As you say, it's mind-body connection. Yeah. Something is going on. It's been giving you a lot of signals. You did not listen. It's okay. That's what society is teaching us, not to listen, you know, just to go on, to push, to perform, because the bank account is so important. No, we need to take a step back and see what is going on. And I don't know if that is the answer that, you know, anyone listening now is expecting from me, but that's how I feel after guiding people for 40 years and after experiencing myself deep, serious health challenges. That's my lesson in this life. Even, you know, when with the cancer of last year, anyone dealing with that, it is important, not just physically to do the treatments and the nutrition, but to look inward and go and see, what did your body want to tell you? What did your nervous system want to tell you? What did your thoughts, your thought patterns wanted to tell you? All these things are so important. So that's my answer.
So with that answer in mind, what would you say to somebody that actually has reached that point, is not defying it under the word burnout, but knows he's got to, he or she has got to do something? What would you say would be the next step to go and move forward? What shift should they be aiming for?
Well, I could say go and do the quiz. That's one, just to see what's going on, because it can be mental, emotional, and physical. And if it's all three combined, then it is certainly a first step is acceptance. This is where I am today. This is what I feel. This is what is going on. If you go in that acceptance and awareness of what it is now, that's when you start taking responsibility for yourself. It's the first step in my 7-step system that I, you know, created 10 years ago already. Rafaela, we're getting old. So, you know, in the book, the book has been published 10 years ago already, that first book, and I'm writing my second. But I'm just saying that taking responsibility, sitting at the driver's seat again, instead of being the victim and blaming outside circumstances and things that have happened to you, you know, anything can happen in life. We don't have control over that, but you do have control about your response to it and your inner world. So I think that's still the first step, the acceptance, the awareness of where you are now. And it's totally okay. Mm. Even I was lying flat, Rafaela, remember, I couldn't even wash myself. Mm. And just to accept that is a big thing, because otherwise you can't move forward.
Yeah. Because then you can ask the question, now what? How do I proceed?
Yes.
Without giving yourself the blame.
Yes, I agree. That's no judgment.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. No judgment. We are too strict for ourselves. You know, that inner voice of, yeah, but that's why I'm saying, if you haven't been listening to that gut feeling, to what your gut has been telling you, that is a big thing. So first acknowledge that. What have I been ignoring? What is going on now? What am I feeling? What could that be? And from there, I would say the next step, don't do it alone. Go and find someone capable who's been through it, who's got the experience, the dedication, you know, the professional almost tools and things to guide you, to help you, to stand by you. Because friends are important. Family is an amazing, you know, it's important. You're in a circle. But to really get through in the depths and go where you don't want to go so easily yourself, but that's where it is, that is often something you do with someone, you know, like me, who's been, you know, it can be anyone that you trust. But it's important that it's someone who knows exactly what you're going through.
So, so true. And something that I myself had to go through, and I'm sure a lot of listeners, it will resonate with them as well, because if you truly, if you're honest to yourself, you will come up with that answer. And I think that's an important factor to realize, that you have to be true to yourself. I mean, you are known as the true wealth mentor, and that true wealth we have already established has nothing to do with a bank account. It's actually the wealth within you, the thing that actually we're all born with, and that we might have suppressed or has become suppressed through living this life.
I can honestly say that the word success, you know, we all strive for success. Now look at the social media, as I say, look at the TV shows, look at, it's all about, you know, how to achieve more, have more. But what actually matters, and Rafaela, I think this is an important thing to say. When the diagnosis of the cancer hits, whether it's to your child, to yourself, to your partner, it doesn't matter. When that diagnosis hits, that's when you realize what true wealth is all about. And then we talked about it already between us. It is also important never to forget that you were in that situation, and that way was where you realized what true wealth was. Because once the surgery and this and that and the treatment, you know, I see it even in my second son, you know, a year down the line, he's better, he's getting stronger again, you know, the cancer is in remission. And what happens is he's back to his routine. He starts working again, he starts overdoing it. So that's what we found. And self-care is so important. It's not because life is going fine, you know, better again, that you need to drop those true wealth accounts. It's still all about what matters most to you. And so you only, most people only realize it when their accounts are in the red. When those true wealth accounts, when there's a wake-up call, when there's a crisis, that's what people then realize. But it would be nice, and it would be really advisable, to test your accounts, your true well accounts, on a regular basis to see how is my life unfolding? Am I feeling fulfilled? Is this what I want for myself? How is my life force? Am I filling my own cup? And that's all self-care.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
Now, let's talk about tools of self-care, because I've obviously established my own tools, and what I do on a regular basis now, and there is no room for discussion, it's just part of my life now, is I go for a walk.
Yes.
It's so, so simple. And I've actually got a route that I take. It's only 15 minutes when I really just am actually, I've got too many other things to do. But those 15 minutes are non-negotiable. I just go for a walk. I'm in stillness. I don't have an AirPod or anything with me. If I do go by myself, it's all in stillness. And if I do go with, say, my husband or my children, then we have deep, meaningful conversations, or we just walk silently and just observe. I mean, there's
Very
so much
nice.
beauty around us.
Yes.
It might just be a robin flying by and you comment on that. Just observe and be present, because I think a lot of times we are not present anymore. We are so distanced or detached from our life because everything revolves around looking through a screen.
I agree.
So that to me, my walk is non-negotiable. I do a lot of other things like journaling or painting, but that obviously takes more time. Those 15 minutes, you must have 15 minutes just to dedicate to yourself a day.
So many people say to me, Danielle, I don't have time for all that self-care nonsense. And we are not talking about indeed, a big chunk of your day. It's about those little moments, because I've just been writing a mail to my clients every week. They get like an inspirational mail. And it was about the quote of Buddha, who said, you know, from all the people in the world, you yourself have the right in this universe to love, to get, you know, to love yourself, to put some attention on yourself. And it's that, it's those little things. And I gave a few tips, because people sometimes don't even realize that just taking a bath, just putting on some music and maybe dancing in your bathroom or your kitchen, maybe just having a candle, you know, and sitting there for 5 minutes, opening the window and taking five good deep breaths, even I call it SOS toilet, even going to the toilet and sitting there, not because you have to go to the toilet, just sitting on the toilet so that you have a little bit of a room for yourself to actually put your feet on the ground and feel that, feel a bit grounded. You see, it's like just taking five abdominal breaths. It can be such small things. But you know what happens, Rafaela? It's all energy. If you give energy to yourself, some positive, powerful, present, you know, being present, being grounded, it will compound. The more times, it's repetition. If you do it every day, if you do it twice a day, 3 minutes, whatever it is, it's the compounding of that little gesture every time that makes a difference. It's not about big things. But at the same time, I have to say that the more you create little routines, the better the result will be. Like you say, it's a sacred thing. You know, we sacredly brush our teeth every day. Why wouldn't we sacredly do something for ourselves every day? If it's a cup of tea, that very, very, very presently in your body and in your life, you are, that's why mindfulness sometimes helps, you know, being mindful that you are drinking a cup of tea and taking 2 minutes for yourself. That is self-care. And people think it's always the big, that's why I'm saying it's not performing. It's not, I have to do yoga 3 times a week. I have to, you know, no, it's, what do I need? What is important to me, to my body? And your gut feeling will tell you.
Yeah. Now, I'm also talking to the ostomates, to those that have had bowel surgery, because that is a very important chapter in your life where you have to actually find the love to your body again, because your body has been through so much. And especially me now, living in an ostomy, you have to also accept your body again. So to all the ostomates out there, it's about finding that sweet spot again, about loving yourself.
Yes.
And it sounds perhaps even a little corny to love yourself, but if you cannot love yourself, how can you give love to others? And I think it's important to honor your body and appreciate what it's done for you and the way it's healing and going forward. So I think that is, to sort of bring it full circle, is an important factor to realize. It's also that on the way you see yourself and love yourself as well, because people that you love, you will always want the best for them and you will give them that time. So you have to give yourself that time as well.
Yes. And for me, it's always about the quote that hangs here in my practice, and I look at it so many times a day. If you change the way you look at things, the things you look at change. If you have such a surgery and afterwards, I think people with the breast cancer is the same, you know, as a woman, if you can look at it from a different point of view, a different perspective, and see how strong your body is, that it has told you that this is going on. This is what we need now to move on and to have another 10, 20, 30 years in your life. So being grateful for your body, for the healing, and that is something that is sacred to me in my routines of self-care, is my gratitude journal. Every single night, and I've been saying this for decades now, and it is one of the things that has helped me most after being so ill, is my gratitude journal. Yeah. It is so sacred to every single day. Take a moment, really present in your life, to appreciate and to be grateful for what is, and not look at what is not. What do I have not? What do I can't I do? What is not working in my life? No, it is about looking what is in your life. And that for me is another tip for anyone listening, and certainly for your people, having gone through such a body change. Your body, I mean, imagine what a beautiful magical system your body is, that it can adapt now living with a stoma. I mean, isn't that magical in itself, that it's still functioning and still doing, you know, isn't that amazing?
Absolutely. And I say it time and time again, and what you've just said, you know, the way you look at things, if you look at them in a different way, they also change, and you can love your stoma as well. And
yes,
it's one thing that I did right from the start, because I knew it was my lifesaver, that I would love it no matter what happened. It's my lifesaver, and it's part of me now. And to be very true, in the beginning, it was obviously a big thing, but now it's just, it's there. I've accepted it, and it's there.
Yes.
And I don't really spend 90% of my life thinking about it. No, only the times when I actually need to do a bag change do I actually think of it, because let's face it, that's what it actually only does.
Yeah.
And so I invite my listeners to see, and to see their scars also as, yes, they're battle scars, they are warriors, but they're also a testament of what you've gone through and what you are able to do. And like you said it as well, your body is so beautiful, it heals itself, and it can still function even if things have been taken away. It's still
but can
functions.
I just give another tip, because I think it's important, anyone going through this, any one of your listeners now, but what I found also very powerful, and I've helped a few people with cancer, what is very powerful, I said it to my second son, is starting to talk to your body. It is actually telling your body, whoa, I so appreciate what you've done today. Wow, we've been through this, you know, this. So talking to your body, how much you respect it, how much, it's all energy. Words are energy. Don't say, oh, this is difficult. Say, oh, this is a challenge. What a difference in energy of calling, you know, the stoma, for example, or the change of the bag, difficult, or you know, the energy that you put in your words make a difference to your body, to your whole energy system. So talk to your body in a warm, soft, non-judgmental, non-critical, you know, not easy at 65. I look in the mirror and I also see my body changing. It's a totally different concept, but I'm just saying, it's, you know, we all have those, you know, moments we criticize and we can't accept what's going on. And why is this? And why is that? Stop saying why, but start appreciating what is and what still is functioning as a, I call the body, Rafaela, I call it such a magical, incredible system. When you see, when I see the cancer with my son and I see what he's been through for a year and how the body is now recovering and healing, that's a miracle to me.
Absolutely.
It is amazing.
Absolutely.
So that's my little tip. Start talking to your body.
Yeah, it's a wonderful.
It's your best friend. Let's
It
say
is.
it like that. Talking about Valentine, you are your best friend. Your body is your best friend. Start talking to the bag, to the, you know, start talking to your tummy, start talking, you know, it's such a beautiful tip.
And we sometimes talk so badly to ourselves. We wouldn't talk to our best friend like that.
That's
So
what I say. Yeah.
It's important
Agreed.
to have that conversation with yourself
Yes.
in a nice, kind way.
Yeah.
And it's a nice way of concluding this show.
Yeah.
So in closing, is there anything we haven't touched on? Anything that you want to share with my listeners in the bigger picture of self-care, of true wealth that you want
Yeah,
to
the
share?
first thing I want to say is every single one of you listening now, I admire you. I think you've come from so far already. You don't maybe realize it, and you don't, it's not, people don't say it enough, but you've gone through a journey, an amazing journey. So congratulations for the courage. If you are listening to this show, thank you, because it means that you care about your health and that you are sitting in the driver's seat of your car. But what I want to say is go even deeper and go look into your own inner world, into your accounts, because that's where you're going to even find a more stronger healing, a more stronger, you know, emotional energy, physical energy, mental energy. It's going to help you so much. And I so appreciate Rafaela for doing this. So I'm going to close this with saying thank you, Rafaela, for being who you are. And it was an honor for being here. Thank you so much.
Oh, wow. Thank you so much, Danielle. And to all my listeners, yes, let's use this time to reflect and be kind to ourselves and obviously others as well. So take care. All the best and bye for now.